This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number 3. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancement creates a smooth build process and from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. So whether it's your first time or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I just like it. I just like it. So, yeah. Now, as I have SHOT Show is coming up. I need to reiterate, if we can, that next week I'm going to be in Las Vegas. So bear that in mind. Now, for those of you that listen to Gun Owners News Hour, you will have fresh content coming at you. You sure will. But next week we'll be in Vegas. And if you're in Vegas at SHOT Show and you want to walk up to me and feel free to say hello, I would love to meet you. So, you know, when you look at what a world is like, you know, we're told all the time that we don't need guns, that we can rely upon the government and everything else. And I'm sure that in other places they've said that before. We'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. And Venezuela in the last 10 years has gone from being a, you know, like the Riviera to a rundown slum. And recently, some Cuban goons working at the Venezuelan Sabin secret police were at work. So from the New York Times, we get this. The president of Venezuela's opposition-controlled National Assembly was briefly arrested on Sunday, 2 days after declaring that he was prepared to take over temporarily as the country's leader in a renewed push to oust President Nicolas Maduro from power. The opposition leader, his name is Juan Guaido. He was captured when a van he was traveling in was stopped on a highway on Sunday morning. Video recorded by the driver on the highway appeared to show masked, heavily armed agents from the Bolivarian National Intelligence Service pulling Mr. Guaido from his vehicle and pushing him into a white van before driving away. This is a world where the black helicopters actually exist, people. And one of the big reasons that's able to happen is because nobody can fight back. You don't even have the option. The message they're sending here is that we can come after you anytime and take you away. They were telling Mr. Guaido, we did it to your political mentor, Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez, and we'll do it to you, and you'll be kept in a dark cell for years and years without trial, and you'll get thin from lack of food, and your hair will grow long, and maybe we'll do some torture on you. You will be in our dungeon, and no one will know if you're dead or alive. All the complaining from the international community to follow won't stop us. It won't even scare us because we will get away with it. We did Lopez. We always do. And they'll finish that little oratory by saying, this little thuggery demonstration from our highway goons is just your warning. Your one warning. Then we get this from the regime itself, the socialist regime, also reported by the New York Times. They said this in relation to this particular incident. Iris Varela, the minister who oversees the prison service, posted a threat to the opposition leader on Twitter. I have your cell ready with your uniform. I hope you name your cabinet quickly so we know who is going with you. Now, this is the epitome of what would happen. How many people have gotten that phone call from the IRS scam where they tell you they're on their way to arrest you? This is actually happening in Venezuela. If you are politically opposed and they know who you are, they are harassing you, they are terrorizing you, and they will imprison you. Guaido's crime was to say he'd be willing to lead the country if Maduro is pushed out. And Maduro, everybody wants Maduro pushed out. We want Maduro pushed out. He ought to be pushed out because he's in office based on a completely fraudulent election and an illegally executed inauguration in front of his hand-picked judges instead of the legally mandated national legislature. Brazil wants him out. They recognize Guaido as the president. We're coming close to saying the same, but we want a new government too. Other countries, such as Paraguay, have cut off diplomatic ties. The Latin multinational bodies are blasting the detested Cuban-run regime. And this is where we're getting into part of the crux. Venezuelan observer Pedro Borrelli tweets that they're making mistakes. He notes that it was Cubans who ordered the arrest. Cubans run the Venezuelan Secret Service. He also said that there's a lot of impressive hypocrites in yelling about the interference in another country's internal affairs as they hauled off the local Venezuelan politician in their white SUV. Porn goons likely had been claiming that Guaido, of all people, was an agent of foreign powers. It's amazing what communists do. They all say the same thing. Isn't that what they're saying about Trump right now? Now, the other thing they report is that the Maduro regime now seems to be running scared. Jorge Rodriguez, the Venezuelan communications minister, called Mr. Guaido's arrest arbitrary, and said it had not been ordered by the government. We have learned that there's been an irregular situation where a group of officials acting unilaterally initiated an irregular procedure against Congressman Juan Guaido. He added that the matter had been solved. He said those officials who volunteered to install this show are being dismissed and subjected to the most stringent disciplinary procedures. That's all a bunch of junk. That's all meant to be a misdirection, piece of misdirection to throw everybody off. So the question becomes, who's giving the orders other than the Cubans? This is starting to look a lot like Grenada. Who remembers Grenada? Grenada, 1983. That was one of the moments that occurred before I joined the military that was instrumental in me joining the military. Reagan sent in troops to throw out a communist thug regime run by Cubans, which threw out an earlier communist thug regime. And it took military intervention to get that mess squared away. And the Russians were watching. What a coincidence. Now the Cubans are running things in Venezuela. In apparent defiance of the Chavista communists, as they're speaking now, these are the same Cubans who created the hideous nightmare in Grenada. That's the way they roll. That's how the people who harmed America's diplomats with sonic waves, that's the way they roll in Venezuela. Reagan had a nice name for them, a brutal group of leftist thugs. These guys are succubi on the host country's resources, but they also initiate arbitrary arrest, torture, human rights violations of all kinds as an entity unto themselves, no matter what the local communists say. This is what happens in a disarmed country. They're able to do this kind of thing. And then everybody starts looking outward for help because they need it and they can't supply it for themselves. That's a big problem. That's a big old problem. So, bear that in mind. The Second Amendment is worth fighting for. I don't know how long it would take us to get to that. If all of a sudden it went away, maybe it would take a long time. Maybe it would take no time at all. But make no mistake, there are no totalitarian regimes that allow guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
NASCAR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. So whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. I'll be filming with them next week. If you're looking to build one, if you're looking to add parts to it, that's where you go. Arrow Precision. California Democrat Mad Maxine Waters is the new chairwoman of the House Financial Services Committee. And if you want to look at things historically to judge from their past behavior and the various proposals emanating from the left, the Waters Democrats are going to pressure banks and credit unions and payment companies to severely curtail and even terminate their relationships with firearm manufacturers, licensed gun retailers, and law-abiding citizens exercising their right to purchase and own firearms. So they're going to codify Operation Choke Point. Now, Choke Point was a DOJ operation in 2013 that forced banks to dissolve their relationship with high-risk businesses that the Obama administration found objectionable or faced federal investigations despite the legality of their businesses. They targeted industries including firearms and ammunition sales, adult entertainment, check cashing, and short-term lending, according to a report from the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And without a complicit administration, Democrats in Congress will likely assume the role of pressuring financial institutions to cease transactions with businesses they deem unsavory, with the firearms community at the top of their list. Senate Democrats have already made this pressure explicit. Last year, Senator Brian Schatz penned a series of 9 letters addressed to global payment companies insisting they play a role in policing firearms and related products their customers are legally eligible to purchase. 7 additional Senate Democrats joined them. Over the past year, author Andrew Ross Sorkin has been writing multiple pieces encouraging financial institutions to control gun sales if Washington is unable to enact laws. That's not possible currently under the system that's in place because payment companies by design do not track specifically what customers purchase. If you purchase a gun for $500 and your credit card has a $700 available credit, you buy the gun. They can tell you where you bought it. But, you know, the payment company simply knows the customer shopped there and the total cost of all the items purchased. Without specifically monitoring individual items purchased, payment companies are protecting the privacy of their customers and potential regulatory and legal liability. Banks and credit unions operate in a similar manner that prevents them from knowing what their customers purchase. So, this is a problem. And to address this problem, Sorkin wants credit card companies to create a new subcode specifically to track firearm and ammunition sales. And Sorkin believes that these subcodes could be enforced through financial institutions' best practices rules, which companies must abide by when doing business with the institution, and which can be changed at the whim of the institution. Ultimately, that could force those in the firearms community to terminate the production or distribution of completely legal firearms and accessories, or risk dissolving their relationship with their institution. This leads to something else entirely, but I mean, this would reverse something they very desperately want, and I'll tell you what it is in just a second. Undoubtedly, House Democrats could try to bully payment companies into doing what Sorkin proposes. The question then becomes, if credit card companies and banks and credit unions start collecting information on gun and ammunition sales, what would they do with that information? How would it be disclosed? Could it be turned over to state and federal financial regulators or even Congress? These kind of proposals, which, you know, are not likely to pass into law, but this is one way to discriminate against certain consumers. And if you want to look at the government's recent track record of protecting employees' information, that demonstrates that it cannot protect against the disclosure of personal information. So they'd be collecting information on you and your credit card purchases, and then it would be stolen. Another thing that this would cause, now, I hear a lot of people talk about the cashless society, and I use debit cards and I use credit cards just like you do. But I am convinced that the reason, I read a book one time, I don't remember what the story was, but it was set in the future. farther in the future than it is now. I was in the military when I read it. And, you know, everybody existed electronically in this book. And this one guy who's actually, he had a job to do, he ran afoul of the state. He became an enemy of the state. So he had like $2 million in the bank, and they just made that vanish because he didn't handle cash. Now, if they were to get to the point to where they say that you can't run a debit card to buy a gun, then the cashless society dies. I'm not so sure I'm against that. I mean, how do you feel about that one? The idea that they would control us electronically, I'm not going to say it's a little worrying, because they're a few layers away from being able to pull that one off. But that doesn't mean they're never going to give it up. They will always want to do it. They will die wanting to do it. Years from now, when Schumer passes away and when Pelosi passes away, which, you know, I don't know if that's years from now or in just a few days. I don't know. But when that happens, the people that are left will still want there to be a cashless society, and they will still be pushing for this to be a way to regulate what you do. Banks and everything else, you know, they are private businesses, but and there will be competition to fill that void if all of these guys get out there. There's something called Cardfellow. And then there's going to be companies that choose not to discriminate against their companies. And most notably, Wells Fargo was not bullied into discontinuing their relationships with the firearm industry at the demand of the American Federation of Teachers Union. Wells CEO Tim Sloan has openly questioned the role that financial institutions should have in creating social policy. He encourages customers to follow the law, whatever the law might be. But he also said, I don't know banks or credit card companies or any other financial institution should be the arbiter of what an American can buy. And this is the presumption they make. They think this is part of it, that they're allowed to tell you what you can do with your money. So Operation Choke Point, that's something they want to codify. They've got a couple of, dimwits and writing in the columns that are also trying to fan those flames. But we'll see where they go. They're not going to go very far with this because there's nowhere for them to go with it. But get ready for the assault because it is most certainly coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to the news of charges being dropped against actor Jussie Smollett.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion. And he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson was not too happy as well.
Do I think justice will serve? No. Where do I think justice is? I think this city is still owed an apology.
The House failed to override President Trump's veto of legislation blocking his national emergency declaration at the border. 14 Republicans joined all the Democrats in the 248-181 vote which was far short of the two-thirds majority that was needed to override President Trump's first veto. The Department of Justice launches an investigation into the college admission scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For the last 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters their approach towards the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts with added enhancements to create a smooth build process from start to finish. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at Aero Precision USA. Speaking of ARs, did you know that you're irrational? I bet you didn't. I bet you didn't know that you're irrational. See, there are people that think that you are irrational if you would consider owning an AR rifle, because nobody in their right mind would consider that. You've heard this before. Do you remember after we were so happy with the election of our president, Donald J. Trump, we were happy that we had beaten back that particular scare that we had coming in Hillary Clinton. Now, I didn't know that I was irrational. I can get irrational about a lot of things, but that, I think that's true for most of us. Child abuse would make me very irrational. Tends to make me very, very irrational, and I'm really okay with that. But my support for the Second Amendment isn't irrational. It's based upon a fair bit of reason thinking, just like most of you listening to me right now. I mean, it's all based upon historical precedent, what I know that the founders wanted me to do, the stuff that I've seen over the course of my time in the military, as a civilian, growing up, as an adult, all these other things, crime, Everything, the entire book of everything that I am leads me to think that that is a good idea to back the Second Amendment. The other thing about backing the Second Amendment is I decided to become an active participant in the Second Amendment. And that's very important because being an active participant means you are an activist politically. You are you may be carrying a gun everywhere you go, which is something I do. So, yeah, all of those things come into play. And, I think I'm quite rational about it. But a columnist in the Fayetteville Observer begged to disagree with not just my supposition, but anybody who might share my supposition. Which is okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Even an irrational type of a, I don't know, writer perhaps. So, let's get into the meat of this, shall we? Last year, this is from the column, last year Dean Winslow, a doctor and retired, back to the president, doctor and retired Air Force colonel, was going through confirmation hearings before a Senate committee for a job as Trump's Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs. He offered the opinion that it was insane that in the U.S. a civilian could go out and buy a semi-automatic assault rifle like an AR-15. He looked at it from the perspective as a military doctor who had treated combat wounds. Winslow believes that moment of truth may have cost him the job in Trump's cabinet, as he later wrote in an opinion piece. He noted he had arrived at his hearing the day after the massacre at a church in Southern Springs, Texas. He wrote, "Unfortunately, I do not possess one credential the committee wanted to see. I do not support the unrestricted ownership of semi-automatic assault weapons by civilians. No rational person would, unless it is someone with their own idiosyncratic attachment to the AR-15, or is a politician paid off by the NRA, the gun industry, or some other lobbyist." There's no other possible reason to own one of those things. Only the irrational who've been bought. Yeah, okay. I'm glad we got that one straight. This is what you would call the no true Scotsman fallacy. If you support AR-15 ownership, you're not rational, no matter what. He's out there discrediting your opinion outright because you're rational, and his sole criteria for determining that is your refusal to side with him. Either that or you're bought and paid for, because no one would look at this and come up with anything differently than the writer did. Problem is, if you actually were to take a look at it rationally, they'd recognize that the problem is not now and never has been the AR-15 or the other so-called assault rifles. Because there is a absolutely minuscule number of crimes committed by people wielding AR-15s. The rampage killings, yeah, they make the major headlines, but they also make up the vast majority of illicit uses of AR-15s. And they're far from the only tool used for such things. To date, the most deadly school shooting in the country remains Virginia Tech. And that gunman used a .22 pistol and a 9mm pistol. That right there is a rational observation. Then, there's millions of these things out there. I mean, millions upon millions of AR-15s. They're popular, they're in common use, which means they meet the Heller test. They're used lawfully by something like 99.99% of those who own the weapons. And that's not actually an official stat, but, you know, they're used in so few crimes, despite being so popular, it's a fair guess. That is a rational observation. Then it also ties into the fact that we have a constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. There's no right to be comfortable with which guns other people get to buy. There's no right to have reality distorted to conform to your feelings. You have no right to any of that. We have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And we also know that the Founding Fathers believed that the citizenry should go around armed in such a way to resist a tyrannical government or foreign invader. And I hate to tell you that, but it's not going to be that Smith & Wesson Bodyguard 380. This is going to be a rifle. So while people like the author that wrote this little column tend to argue that our Founding Fathers couldn't imagine the firepower we currently possess, first of all, historically that's not true. We had repeating rifles with 20-round magazines back in that day. And, you know, they either ignore or are ignorant of the fact that the Second Amendment protections included artillery. So you should be able to have your own cannons if you want to. A rational person would examine those facts and understand that opposing any restrictions on firearms can be a rational act. So, unless you have a visceral hatred of a weapon that's only used a fraction of the time in a percentage of all crimes, you're irrational. Now, this is the thing, and, you know, Paul touched on it and everything else. Whenever I go to a class, the prevailing sentiment is if you're going to be in a prolonged gunfight that's going to last longer than 10 seconds, you need to take that handgun and fight to the real gun, which is going to be the rifle. That's indicating, you know, in the words of some instructors, and I go by them. I agree with them. The handgun is what I carry daily, but I have a rifle. I have access to a rifle. And, you know, my rifle of choice is the AR-15. I am playing around with the idea of getting an AK, trying to get a real decent AK-47 and trying that for the first time ever. I don't know if it'd be a 74 or what it would be, but I am sort of playing with that for this year just simply because I have two very nice ARs right now, and I've got a third one being built, and I'm just looking for a little something to compare them to, and at the same time, a little variety, you know. But I'm an AR guy, and I guess I'm irrational. I'll own that. I'm good with that. We'll be right back. Bump music should be playing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's going to be a trick because I'm going to try to get them to build me a rifle. Playing politics with suicide rates is morally appalling, and yet that's precisely what our government and media outlets and anti-gun groups do when they claim statistics prove that Canada's gun control scheme saves lives. So, let's set this straight. In Canada, and we're using Canada because we have some figures from Canada, suicides by firearm declined steadily since 1991, the year 1,110 people chose to end their lives with a bullet. By 2016, only 570 people ended their lives this way. That's a good thing. But here's the problem. The decline of suicide by gunshot did not impact their overall suicide rate one bit. And that's a terrifying state of affairs that needs to be addressed. In 1991, almost as many people, 1,034, chose to end their lives by hanging as those who shot themselves. By 2016, a horrifying 1,933 people hanged themselves, more than triple the number of people who used a bullet to end their lives the same year. Another 932 people on average die after poisoning themselves every year. And we don't talk about those either. This is the inconvenient truth of all of this. Nobody has stopped anybody from killing themselves. And in Canada, there is an upward trend in their overall suicide rate, which rose by approximately 700 deaths from 2000 to 2016. People simply chose a different method when stricter gun laws made firearms harder to obtain. Blaming a gun and gun owners may be convenient for those who have an agenda, but the awful truth is that 4.5 times as many people hang or poison themselves every year as end their lives with a bullet. So the question becomes, is suicide only bad when a gun is used? That's the question. Now, I'm not going to name the person who's talking about this. This is an article I found out of a website that I go to on a regular basis. Excuse me. Right now, NRA is under some scrutiny. I think it is healthy to scrutinize anybody. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people use NRA as a proxy for gun activism. And there are people on one side scrutinizing NRA, and then there's people on the other side who are perfectly content for the status quo to be maintained. Now, while I understand certain frustrations from some people, there's certain people that are in NRA that would like for NRA members to be more active. The supposition that without the NRA today that you will lose your right to own a firearm, that's a little far-reaching for me. It would certainly become much harder to wage the activist war. But, I mean, the problems that the NRA has right now, these are all manufactured by NRA, with one exception, which is a very big exception. But here's some facts about the NRA. One problem with the NRA is one of the reasons that they've gotten this way is because most of the members of the NRA don't vote. Most of the voting members who can vote don't vote. So, but here's some things that are being said, okay? First of all, points made. Is there some cronyism in the NRA? Yep, there is in any group that size. People hire people they know and trust. Get over it. So that's perfectly okay. We don't have to work to eradicate that. That's just the way of the world. The point is made that the NRA is a media company as much as almost anything else, in that they use the media to spread their message. Media is expensive to produce and distribute. Of the 120 million gun owners, or T-sites, how many do you think actually read front to back their editions of the American Rifleman? I'll bet less than 1% do. The NRA needs to move into media or die a slow death. This transition is expensive. Sir, you don't know what you're talking about. I'll get to that point in just a minute. Without the NRA, Hillary Clinton would be president with three or four Supreme Court appointments. Your right to own a gun would be gone forever. Remember, Hillary called for a national gun buyback and elimination of all semi-automatic firearms, plus the overturning of Heller and McDonald. Much of the backlash against the NRA is the left blaming the NRA for Hillary's defeat. They just want revenge. And the biggest problem for both cash flow and resources for the NRA is the lawsuit against the state of New York. Almost $30 million spent to date to keep the NRA in business fighting Cuomo's blind hatred of the American gun owner. And yet the haters scream, what has the NRA done for me? Okay. First things first. NRA has media. Okay, they call it NRA TV. And we're going to get into that a little deeper tomorrow night with my guest, but let's just do a little overview. NRA TV is run by a company called Ackerman McQueen, which is not NRA. They're a vendor for NRA. And Ackerman McQueen has had to curtail their expenditures. Let me give you an example. My friend Mark Walters will be on Radio Row at SHOT Show. Okay? He will take two microphones, two Electro Voice RE20s that cost $449 each, which he owns, a couple of mic stands, and he'll take something called a Comrex Access Portable. Or he may just take some software on his laptop. I don't know if he'll take the Comrex. But the highest price to do a remote, if you're just doing a radio remote now, as far as equipment expenditure, is probably $5,000, and it's a one-time expenditure. And then with, like, the Comrex Access or certain laptop-based solutions, you need power, and you need a wired, hardwired internet connection, a fast one, a good one would be very helpful. And that's it. That same setup, okay? That same setup. I have spent less on my studio, which sometimes you can probably hear. But I have the same electric voice mic. I use a Comrex brick. I have something called an energy cleaner, which works with the current to where you don't hear any hiss or anything coming over it. My board op doesn't have to try to get rid of it. I have a mixer, and I have a battery backup, and that's it. Plus very high-speed internet. And my total expenditure, if I simply did it with that, would be about $4,000, not counting the computers. So you don't have to spend a lot of money to get into media. And that's part of the problem. NRA TV, which is their media arm, how many of you watch that? How many of you see that? How many of you see the fruit of the labor? Where is it available? This is the setup for tomorrow night. We're going to lead off with this tomorrow night because we're going to examine all these people that don't want there to be any scrutiny or criticism of the NRA. Absolutely, we're going to criticize them because we need them to be strong. We need them to be healthy, and we need them to be effective. That's like saying to a prize fighter who gains 80 pounds, hey, you've done such great stuff, we're going to put you in the ring again. Okay, so what if you get beat up? The organization needs to be healthy. And these guys that are trying to put blinders on people to where they just say, okay, I'll shut up now, that's not going to be good for this. We'll do this in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.